What up, family? It's your man, Hugh Holland, and you are now rocking with the most in-depth show in hip-hop.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, BRM.
Hey, yo, this is D-Rock.
What's good? This is your boy, Intellect.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Mitch Durrell.
What's good, everybody? This your boy, TC, and you rocking with the Bookkeeper 24-7 podcast, whose hands always on that plow. So keep it tuned in, because we in the field, man, changing the culture for God. Let's go. I got it all.
Lord, hit him with the glow. Bling. New podcast, and we do it for your soul. Bookkeeper 24, we do it for the bros. The true fellowship with the saints, boy, you know. Now I keep the book, but I used to keep the foe. Hit it in my heart, and I put it on my phone. Okay. Sincere milk, now it's time for you to grow. Bro. And hear the good news, for it's time for you to go.
Powered by TBK247.com. Welcome to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast. With my husband and your host, Daryl Kemp. Thank you, as well as our new listeners, for joining us. On this podcast, we interview artists that we feel should be on everyone's radar and discuss not just music, but their testimony, musical influences, and other topics throughout our culture. Welcome to the 29th episode of our podcast. Today, Daryl sits down with the talented Christian rap artist Lexi Nirvana. In this episode, they dive into her journey of coming to the United States and the hurdles she faced as a child. Lexi opens up about her experiences with discrimination and prejudice, and whether she still encounters them even now. As a woman in the Christian hip-hop scene, she also shares the challenges she has faced and how she has overcome them. The conversation then turns to the role veteran artists can play in supporting newer artists in the genre. So stay tuned as we chop it up with Lexi Nirvana, a rising star in the Christian rap world. Don't forget, if you really want to help us grow, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the alert button to be notified for the most in-depth show in hip-hop, the Bookkeeper 247 podcast. Thanks for joining us, Lexi Nirvana. Without further delay, let's go.
What's up, everyone? This is Lexi Nirvana, and you're listening to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast. Check out my newest single, Tú Me Dices, featuring RMK on all digital platforms. This song really speaks about how sometimes in life we have so many problems, and those problems want to tell us who we are. But the only one that could tell you who you are really and knows you is God. When you have a relationship with Him, when you come into His presence, He'll tell you who you are and not the problem. So I hope this song really speaks to you. God bless.
Tú me dices quién soy, yo a ti es quien voy. Tú me guardas, me amas tal como soy. Tú me dices quién soy, yo a ti es quien voy. Tú me guardas, me amas tal como soy.
No sé ni cómo empezar, este año fue muy duro, no me quiero acordar. Esos sueños me activan, todo comenzó arriba. Oye, sí me lo creía, pero lo que vino después nadie lo imaginaría. Planes y más planes, tickets y más tickets. No siempre sucede, aunque lo quisiste. Duro fue el momento, me alejé por completo. Las memorias donde dejo yo cayendo, no lo entiendo, no lo entiendo. Clama tú al Padre, nunca te dejará, no importa, fuego, desierto, mar, Él no te arroja, refinada como oro yo saldré, aunque el camino sea fuerte, yo seguiré.
Tú me dices quién soy, yo a ti es quien voy, tú me guardas, me amas, tal como
más al desierto. Hold up, wait a minute, aquí yo les cuento. La agua que me ofrece sí que la quiero. Ya con el descuento no se ve muy bueno. Necesito, me podrá hacer. Me combines la pregunta que me debo hacer. When the feelings take over, no te metas en la red. Jesús cuida de mí, no es tiempo y lo sé.
Y es que no hay otro que es maravilloso, que me cuide y me cambie y me llene completamente de su gozo. Tú me dices quién soy, yo a ti es quien voy. Tú me guardas, me amas tal como soy. Tú me dices quién soy, yo a ti es quien voy. Tú me guardas, me amas tal como soy.
Hello and welcome to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast, where we explore the intersection of faith and culture through the lens of Christian hip hop. I'm your host, Daryl Kemp, and today we have with us Christian rapper Lexley Nirvana, who is making waves in the industry with her style and powerful message. Lexley Nirvana, welcome to the show. What's poppin'?
What's up, everyone? Thank you for having me.
No problem. Glad you was able to stop by and chop it up with us. So, first question is always an icebreaker. Who is Lexley Nirvana?
Okay, Lexley Nirvana, she's a Christian hip-hop artist. I also do reggaeton and rap music. I'm from Texas. I've been doing this past year, I've been trying to do more Spanish, more into the reggaeton side. When I started Christian hip hop, I was just focused on doing hip hop and rap, but I've been exploring more, trying to grow more in my craft, and what God has been doing is just amazing.
Amen. Can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing and how it influenced the music you make today?
So, I actually didn't know that Christian hip hop like existed at first when I got saved. It was after I always enjoyed like rap and hip hop. Like I used to listen to that, like Eminem and T-Pain and all those back in the day when I wasn't a Christian. And I always liked that, and I would like learn the lyrics of the songs and I would rap to them and stuff like that. But I never thought I wanted to do this. Like, so once I became a Christian, I gave my life to the Lord. I just started getting like a desire to start writing, to start. But I didn't know like that even Christian hip hop existed. I was just like solely on like whatever the radio will play or what is it called, CCM. I mean, I have nothing against it. I really enjoyed it too. But when I found out about Christian hip hop through a friend, I was so like, this rocked my world. I was like, oh my gosh, this actually exists. Like, wow. So after that, yeah, I started slowly writing, and that's how it started.
Can you remember your first Christian hip hop song or when you discovered the space? What was you listening to?
Well, it's because I had heard about it like on TV, but I never really saw someone like an artist that actually would be putting out music often. It was just like, oh, this is just one song. Oh, that's the only song they have. Like, so when I met this friend in high school, he showed me Lecrae. And okay. I was like, oh my gosh, Jesus music and like the those all albums and stuff, like old albums. So I was just like, oh my gosh, like I can actually listen to him. Like, so he was one of the first ones that I actually like heard. Yeah,
that's awesome. Since we've been in the space, I know Lecrae gets a lot of pushback a lot of times, but his influence over the Christian hip hop space is just amazing when I think about it. So that's great. Yes, ma'am. Can you tell us about your experience coming to the United States as a child?
So I was born in Mexico. I was there for 6 years, and then I moved when I was seven. to the United States, and it was really hard to I didn't know any English, nor even the numbers or the alphabet, anything. So I thought they were gonna lower me from my grade, but thankfully God, like, I came when I was in second grade, and it was very hard. But I remember, like, the teacher would try to help me and stuff. I remember one time she complained to my mom that I would ask a lot of questions, and the homework was hard, and it was just a little bit hard to adjust, I mean, even as a kid. But thank God, like, I was just so grateful that they didn't lower me from my grade that I was supposed to be. And then from there, we moved again, and then in that new school, they had more like bilingual, they had both. So I was placed in a bilingual class. They would do mostly Spanish, but I would do ESL classes throughout elementary and middle school, and then high school, it was all plain English. Like, I already knew more.
Amen. Did you face any discrimination or prejudice after coming to the United States?
No, I don't think I did. Because mostly here where I live, it's mostly Hispanic people.
Yeah. Amen. I know a lot of naysayers. And some of the naysayers say that close the border, don't let nobody in, this, that, and the third. And I always tell the naysayer, you never know what the living conditions are for people coming to America. Mm-hmm. Is it any kind of message you would say to the naysayers about that?
It's because I feel like those kinds of things that they say is because they have a perspective of something, like, because of something, I don't know, they don't really know exactly, so they're just like talking, right? But not everybody that comes to the United States or to America, like, it's not a bad person. Like, it's not a bad person. Like, they have something to bring, and it can be a good thing, you know, a good change and growth. So I just really believe that you can't stay on a box. Like, you have to be open and explore and see and these kinds of people that can really help the nation, you know.
Amen. I read an article before we move on one time that says America throws away enough food in a year to feed a third world country.
Oh, I think I heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what come when I hear the naysayers. I just pray for them and let them keep on talking. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. What unique challenges have you faced as a female artist in a male dominated space of Christian hip hop?
Well, I feel like maybe when I started, like, just like getting accepted, or like people taking me serious and like what I was doing, sometimes I would tell them, like, oh, can you give me this, and they would just take forever, or they would just do it like very lightly, like they really didn't want it to help. It is a male, more male dominated CHH, right? But I'm glad that slowly we've been getting more women to actually step out and proclaim the faith in God through this type of music. But yeah, I feel like, like sometimes they just won't take you serious. I feel like that's one of the main things that I faced when I first started.
That's right. Does it complicate anything? Because I know you've been doing shows and stuff like that. Does being a female in this space, does it interfere with touring or doing shows or anything like that?
What do you mean? Like
I read a thread on Twitter that said that the women that are in Christian hip hop, like the big tours that they do with like bigger artists or something like that, where they have to spend the night in hotels or do bus trips. It's hard for the females to be on the bus or the hotel or anything like that. Have you ran into any of them challenges?
Not yet. I haven't done like a full on tour. Mostly of the shows that I've done is here locally, for now. But yeah, I believe those challenges would come within like, because it's like males and you're maybe the only girl or something, but just being just having trust in God that everything will work out, you know.
Amen. What advice would you give to the other aspiring female Christian hip-hop artists who may be facing some of the challenges we're speaking about?
I really believe that just having, like, knowing why are you doing it? Like, why are you doing it? Who are you doing it for? In this case, we're doing it for God. We want to honor Him, and we want to share our testimonies through our music and everything that we go through, glorify Him. And I feel like that is the only thing that's going to keep, like, helping you to keep going with all these things that come up. Because sometimes it's not just that, there's other things that come up within this. I feel like this is a journey. Like, it's a journey. There's so many obstacles that come with it. So you really have to know why are you doing it and who are you doing it for.
Amen. Amen. And you are listening to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast with our special guest, Lexley Nirvana. When we come back after these messages, we will be hearing Lexley Nirvana's testimony.
Yo, yo, man, what's good? It's your boy Shine On Me. We locked into the Bookkeeper 24/7 podcast. Listen, make sure you tap into the new project, The Curse of the Prophet. It's out right now on all streaming platforms. Lock in for me, you hear me? So many bad decisions, still facing consequences. Depression crept in and left me with disturbed mind. Going off the handle
like hotel, do not disturb signs. Nothing came easy. Do you need production for your podcast or YouTube video? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to do album reviews? Start your own podcast? Write your own devotionals? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to report Christian news from hip-hop to book reviews, as well as related topics in our culture? Look no further. We got you. By partnering with us, we can do all these things for the glory of God. Email us at thebookkeeper247@gmail.com and let's start making strides to influence the culture from a godly perspective. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast, family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Lexley Nirvana. As we move into this segue, I'd love to hear testimony, and so do our listeners. Talk to us about the transition of unsaved Lexley Nirvana to accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
So I grew up in church. My mom would take us to church. My dad still doesn't go, but we're still praying for him. And I enjoyed church. Like, it was good. Like, we would learn and stuff. But I never really understood it too well. I know I had given my life to the Lord, but I still didn't really understand it as a young girl. I think I was 12 or something. And but then after a while, like, I mean, I grew up with like the principles of knowing the word, right? So like, we wouldn't cuss or anything like that. We would like try to go to church and stuff, but as you're growing up, like, you need to really make God like your God, not your parents, right? Mm-hmm. So I was just go with the flow, and I started to grow up and just wanted to do my own thing, doing my own thing, feeling kind of like lonely. I want a boyfriend mm-hmm. as a teenager, right? And I remember I had told God, like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna wait. But then I was like, after like middle school and stuff like that, I was just like, nah, like, it's just my own thing. I moved schools and I was like, oh no, like, this old Lexley is gone. This is the new Lexley. Nobody knows me. I'm going to do my own thing. So after high school, during high school, I was just like dating and doing this and that and not honoring God. I used to like to party and I never would drink or smoke or any do drugs like that. But because I kind of had like a little bit of fear of God in that sense, But then when I was in junior, I was around 17. I remember just feeling like so like lonely and like going through so many relationships of like dating and heartbreak and just moving from guy to guy. And I remember my mom, she signed me up to this retreat that they were gonna have in our church. And that day I actually had a quinceañera. I was gonna go to a party and stuff and just be there and have fun. And I went, and that's when everything like just came and really resonated with me. Everything that I was taught as a kid and everything, they just made it very like vivid and plain. And I remember I cried and I told God, like, God, like, it's like he told me, like, this is it. Like, it's here or not, you know? And I was like, you know what? Like, after so many times of like trying to understand this, like, I finally get it. And I'm making that step. Like I'm already surrendering my life to you. Trying to seek love in the wrong places, right? And that day was like a very impactful to me. And it was just like, God, you can take it all. Like this is like I'm yours. And after that, just I was just telling God like to help me see what my purpose was here on earth, because I wanted to honor him. But all those problems and all those things that I was going through, it's like he just helped me like overcome and just what it's like he gives you this power to just keep going and I don't know, it's such a different experience. I remember.
Amen. Amen. I always get the opportunity to talk to that one out there feeling like it's impossible to win. If you could talk to that person right now that's on the fence of accepting Christ and God's will for their life, what advice would you give them?
Just come with whatever you have, whatever you're troubling with, whatever your trials are, whatever you think you're not good enough, whatever you feel like it's pulling you down, like give it to him, because he's the only one that's gonna help you through it. He's the only one that you're gonna see that this is for real. Like this is for real. Like this is not a game. Like you're not playing around. Like, oh, I just feel this a little feeling today. Like this is for real. And I would really advise you to give it all to him, because he loves you. He wants you. He died for you on that cross for a reason, and you don't have to keep suffering and going through all this. It's not that it's going to be easy after that, but you have God with you now, and anything is impossible with him. Everything's possible with him.
Amen. Amen. You are listening to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast with our special guest, Lexley Nirvana. Stay locked in as we'll be back after these messages.
We have a new way you can seed with the Bookkeeper247.com to help us grow. Head over to the website, click the merch button, and pick out our newly better quality design t-shirts. Enter the promo code behind the mic and get 10% off of your purchase. Also, you can help us grow by dropping a comment and sharing the podcast. Make sure you hit the subscription button to be notified for the most in-depth show in hip-hop with my hubby and your host, Daryl Kemp.
This is Kyle Kemp from the Bookkeeper247.com. Music represents our uniqueness, our freedom, and helps define who you are. Good music is art, expression, and good music is always personal. The Bookkeeper 24/7 understands the influence music has on our lives. So on our website, we have the best Christian music for the culture. If you'd like to submit your music or videos to our website, we have the link in the show notes. Now back to the most in-depth show in hip-hop with my dad on the Bookkeeper 24/7 podcast.
Welcome back to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast, family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Lexley Nirvana. Let's talk CHH. What are some of the positives and negatives of CHH?
Well, the positives is that you can like really give out your testimony and and really share what God has been doing. And that's really, I mean, that's your ministry that you can do. And then you're just growing and doing God's calling as well in it. As a negative, what can I say? I would say, like, I know sometimes there's the, like, when they have more experience, and when you're like a rookie and you're barely starting, like, just people actually giving you the opportunity to start, and that can really affect you sometimes in how you how you're being a creative in your craft, because I mean, when people just tell you something, right, like, it's not like you have to really like kind of be strong and like maybe in critiquing and stuff like that. I know there's a lot of that right now, critiquing music, and it's out, how are you gonna take that? So I really feel like just giving the opportunity and believing in people. Like, you really need to be, like I was saying earlier, like, you really need to believe in yourself and what God is calling you to do. That's gonna help you to keep going, because yeah, that's tough. I remember when I first started, like, I would do a lot of critiques in my music, which has really helped me. But if you're not strong enough, like, it can really knock you down. But I believe that's one of them. And I think so.
Yeah, that can be tough, because you got, I don't believe in top tier artists and lower tier artists. I believe that we're all on the same mission. Or we should be. But I do understand that sometimes when you first get started, that you're not as good as what you are now and where God is going to elevate you to be. So the opportunities should come a little easier, it seems like, in the beginning. Yeah, after you start, I think that would really help artists. But I know some artists, you know, that don't mind doing a feature with you, and I think when we talk about critiquing, it should be done in love too, and not harshly. You ought to be able to ask the Lord to give you the words to say to critique that artist, and then the artist ought to be able to say, Lord, help me take this critique as well, if it's done in love. So I could definitely see them challenge.
Yeah, because I've been doing this for a long time, which is like, what, like 10 years or 11 years. So I've been seeing like the growth and how God is moving. But yeah, like, sometimes you just need to you have to be strong enough to take it. But yeah, I really like how you said, like, for them to say it out of love, like to pray about that, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. When did you know you were called to change lives for God in your music?
So I was 19, I believe, 18 or 19, so around that age. My friend, I remember she invited me to a ministry in prison that they were doing for inmates here in our area. And at first I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I've never done that. That's kind of scary. That's kind of scary to go. And because I told her that I wanted I had like the desire to do rap music. And she's like, well, this will be a great opportunity. Like, you can actually share your song. And it was with some older people. Like, they had this other type of music, and I was just gonna do like a special. So I did that for like a year. So it was just an experience to actually be there, because those people really need God. Like, and I could see it. Like, it was just so different and starting like that, and I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Amen. Can you tell us more about your EP, For My King?
So For My King, I released it, I believe it was in 2020. I'm not very sure. Yeah, I think it was 2020. Yes. And for that one, I am dedicated, since this is my first like little project, I wanted to dedicate it to God. So I called it my For My King. And that's how I did it. Also in the artwork, like it's a letter, like writing a letter. And it's just my songs in a small EP of I believe it's like six or four. It's been a little while, but I have Spanish and English on them. And I really hope you guys have listened to it, but I do try to give a lot of my story through it.
Yes. So speaking of that, how do you incorporate your Mexican heritage into your music?
What do you mean?
Like, you're bilingual. So what desire, because you were speaking about this in the beginning of the interview, how did God put it on your heart to incorporate you being bilingual into your music?
I really feel like at first, when I first started, I just wanted to do plain English because I thought that's what it was all about. And I remember, but slowly, like, God had been working in my heart. And I say it in one of the songs, like, I felt like I was a little bit kind of like ashamed, like a little bit of shame of who I was, like, oh, people are not really going to accept me for who I am, because, I mean, I'm not really from here. Like, I was born over there. I mean, I grew up here now, right? But so I felt like I wasn't going to be accepted. So when I started doing my music, I was like, oh, it's not going to be plain English. But I feel like God has just been working in my heart of, like, just be who you, I created you to be. Don't be ashamed of that. Like, people will, how do you say it? Like, there's people like that, like you, like, mm-hmm. There's people like that, like you, and they need to hear that, and they need to hear what I've done in your life. So I slowly been doing that and incorporating the Spanish, which that's my native language. And I've gotten feedback that sounds even better than my English. So It's just how crazy how God works things out when we're just set on one mindset. And just being who you are. And that's how I've been doing incorporating both languages in my songs.
Amen. Tell us about your latest single, Tú Me Dices, featuring RMK.
Okay, the Tú Me Dices featuring RMK, that song was, I went through a lot this past 2022. It was just so crazy, like how everything started. It started from like a heartbreak, and then after that I went through all these trials of, like, I had an incident with my dog, I had to go to the hospital, and then I had to be another surgery procedure, and it was just like, what is going on? Like, I feel like I'm being so attacked this year, like it's just one thing after the next, and that's what I'm trying to say in the song. And it's telling you, like, you tell me who I am, not my problems, not my trials that I'm going through. You're with me in every single step of all this, but you tell me who I am, God. You tell me who I am, not these problems, because it was a lot. It was a lot that I was that year was a lot for me. But I say, like, you're gonna come victorious through all this because God is gonna refining you. So that's the meaning of the song. Problems don't define you, God does.
Amen. Amen. What was it like working with V-Rose?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I remember I saw that she had posted that she was going to be doing independent features. So I was like, okay, let me ask how much, it would be to actually, I love her music. I always love her music. It's like, I was like, so girly, so like pop and stuff. And I even saw her when she came, I think she came one time here to my area, to the Valley. And just doing a song with her, I was just like, this will be such an amazing song. And I remember reaching out to her and letting her know about the idea of the song. And she's like, yes, we can really speak a message on this. Like, and I was saying it more like, oh, when you feel unworthy, something in those lines. And she, I didn't even have the title of the song, which is I'm Great, right? I didn't have the title of the song. I wasn't sure what I wanted to call it yet. But as I was praying, God was showing me something like that. Like, I'm great because I made you great. Like, you know, you're great because I made you great. God saying that, right? And she actually came up with the title, and I was just like, it all tied in into, and I was able to share, because I wasn't even, at first, I wasn't even going to say like my whole story. I had it more leaning towards another direction. But as we were writing and praying, and it's just like everything came together, and I was just so like, wow, like, wow.
Yeah, you did great on that as well. Is there any added pressure when you're working with the artist like that?
I really believe that you have to be like prepared, like be prepared. That's what would be one of my advice. You don't want to go there and be like, okay, I want to write about this. I don't have anything written. Like, I really believe that you need to be prepared and just be on time, like be organized with your time and everything that you're doing. But she was really good. She was really good in responding and taking the ideas and fixing it and stuff like that. She was really good. But real, it's for preparation.
Amen. How do you balance your faith and your music career?
So lately I've been getting a lot of like different like shows and stuff to do. To balance in both, I've been trying to read more the word, having time, the quiet time that I need, because you really need that in order to pour out. God needs to pour into you, and it's just been great that these opportunities have come out, and God's been using me, because I've been able to share more of my music, share what He has done. And I really believe that you really need to take time to have your quiet, your intimate time with the Lord, because that's what it should be about. Like you, Him telling you what to share, right? What to say, what to, when people need it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. You are listening to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast with our special guest, Lexley Nirvana. Stay locked in, as we'll be back after these messages.
Into the world of Pamela Douglas, where life is a roller coaster ride of emotions from heartache to hope. Follow Pamela's journey through love, loss, and everything in between in the pages of The Pamela Douglas Story by Daryl Kemp. In the first chapter, you'll find yourself transported to the town of Birmingham, Alabama, where the Douglas family grapples with poverty and family tensions. Kemp's emotional intensity paints a vivid picture of the hardships Pamela endures and the tenacity she embodies as she overcomes them. You won't want to put this gripping and inspiring book down. So if you're ready for a journey through the depths of the human experience, join Pamela on her remarkable journey of triumph over adversity. The Pamela Douglas Story is a must-read for anyone who craves a powerful and moving story that will leave you breathless. For more details, sign up for our newsletter so that you can be alerted when the book drops. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast, family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Lexley Nirvana. How do you see the role of Christian hip-hop evolving in the future?
I really believe that internet has really done great. It's been more like you can do more. Like, people see you more eyes, more now that it's all over the world. Like, it's just awesome. Like, how that can really helps the artist to grow and to connect with people. Find those opportunities, find those collaborations that you can do with other artists. Now you don't even have to be in there in person, like you can do it over the internet, just send files and stuff like that. So I really believe like it's just growing, and it's gonna keep growing as we are getting more ideas, more being more creative. I really, I'm here for the ride.
Amen. How do you see the relationship between the church and the Christian hip hop culture?
I actually have a testimony about this. When I, being a girl and then doing rap music, like people sometimes will see you like as less or even as rap. I remember hearing someone say like rap is from the devil, like that's like old school, right? But you still hear that, like they don't accept it sometimes. They think it could be from the world, but it's, I really believe it's from the lyrics. The real lyrics is the one that's really gonna impact. And it shouldn't matter like if it's rap or if it's country or whatever it is. Like hip, we're talking about hip hop. Like I went through something like that where they told me that, like, and I had to step a little bit outside and be like, wait, what? Like, why are you telling me that? Like, I'm not doing this for fame or anything like that. Like, I'm trying to honor God with my music, with what he has called me to do. And you saying that is just like, I had to pray about it too, because it's like, you have your church, or you have your, this person that you, your leader that you really look up to, and for them to tell you that, it's a hard thing. Right. But, it just goes back to your calling and what God has on you. But as to put it in a separate, like, it shouldn't be about that. I know, like, as we're growing in the Christian hip hop and the sound is getting better and everything, like, and then people that really love like hip hop and rap, like they're attracted to it. Like they're attracted to it. And it's not just like, oh, it's just a whatever song, or this song doesn't sound good, or whatever. Like they're attracted to it. And that's when the lyrics is like what impacts. So that's where the lyrics impact. And I really believe that, that they should give us a chance, and it shouldn't be about all this, people's thoughts that about the rap is from the devil.
Amen. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. We have to pray for the church and the older saints in the church. But I would ask, what do you think we could do better in the Christian hip hop community to present this to the church?
I really believe with the youth. Like this is something that the youth are attracted to, and presenting it to them, they'll be able to see that, like the church as a whole, because I mean this is the sound that's right now, secularly, and if we're able to implement that in better ways of presenting our music and who we are and what we represent, like it can be a game changer.
That's right. So we see everything going on in the world and all the chaos and everything like that, and politics and everything like that. What's the best advice you can give to this generation?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, like a lot. And it's just sad to see, right? Like things that you don't think will come up. I really believe that one thing that I could say is like, really, really, to really discover yourself or know who you are, you need God there. Like you need God in your life. Like he's your creator. Like he made you. He knows what you like, what you don't like. He knows your weaknesses, your strengths. Like he knows everything. And in order to really with everything that's going on with the, I don't want to say like transgender and all that, like people are wanting to know who they really are and why are they here, right? And the only one that can tell you that it's God. It's the one that made you, and the one that loves you and accepts you and forgives you. So having a relationship with him and really bringing him to your life.
Amen. So what's next for Lexley Nirvana?
So this new season that I'm in, I'm planning to, I really want to do a visual for my music, for my latest song. So that's in the works. And also I'm planning to release an album or an EP, I'm not very sure yet, but of full reggaeton music.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
That's awesome. And tell the family where we can find your music.
So my music is in all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. You can find me there, YouTube as well. One of my main platforms that you can that I really like to post and share and is Instagram. But I'm also in Facebook and I'm in Twitter. So you can find my music there, connect with me.
That'll work. So Lexley, it's been great having you on the show. Do you have any last remarks you want to tell to the family?
Just want to let you know that God loves you, and whatever you're going through, you can give it to him. Like I was saying earlier, surrender to him and he can help you through it. If you have a dream, if you have a desire to do something, don't let anybody stop you. Because God has placed that in your heart for a reason. And it's like I always say, like, your passion is connected to your purpose. So don't let nobody stop you. And the only one that can tell you anything is God in your life, because he knows you and he loves you. So I accept him today.
Amen. Your passion is connected to your purpose. I love that. Amen. Well, it's been an amazing conversation with the incredible, talented, and inspiring Lexley Nirvana. Before we say goodbye, make sure to follow Lexley Nirvana on her social media accounts to stay updated on her latest projects and upcoming events. You can also check out Lexley Nirvana's latest song in our space on all streaming platforms. Also, be sure for future projects to pre-save to show your support and help boost its visibility in the industry. Also, don't forget to check out the show notes for links and more information on Lexley Nirvana. Thank you for tuning in to the Bookkeeper 247 podcast, and we'll catch you the next time. Peace.
Thank you. Bye-bye.